As the nation moved to the west, even more wealth flowed back to the cities on the east coast. New York City is a good example of how the Atlantic coast cities grew and changed. New York City provided a world market for the products of the newly industrialized nation. New York was also the destination for huge numbers of immigrants who arrived in the United States during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The immigrants provided a huge pool of cheap labor, which helped build America's industrial strength. Life in the New World meant back-breaking labor for every member of an immigrant family. In New York, as in many other industrial centers, much of the labor force was made up of women. The immigrant's dream was for a better life, for a good job and a home of one's own. As more and more immigrants realized that dream, the city spread. These elegant houses are in Brooklyn, which became part of New York City in 1898. Roads, highways, and bridges were built to connect the various sections or boroughs of the metropolis. The Brooklyn Bridge, one of the great engineering marvels of its time, was completed in 1883. The first section of the New York subway system was opened in 1904. Today, New York City spreads over five boroughs. It is the largest city in the United States. Like all big cities, New York is plagued by air pollution and water pollution. New York's water pollution problems are especially severe because the city is entirely surrounded by water. New York is also troubled by industrial plants that are getting too old. Many of the city's power plants, for instance, are so run down that they do not produce energy efficiently. Poor housing is another major problem in New York City, and still another problem is the shortage of good jobs. Yet for all its problems, New York is still one of the world's great cities. Its nickname is the Big Apple. It's the place where you can do anything, meet anyone, where anything at all can happen. New York means a picnic in Central Park, a Broadway show in the world's most famous theater district, world-class concerts at Lincoln Center, or a high-powered business meeting at the World Trade Center. And New York City is people, all kinds of people, from all over the world, speaking many different languages, working, make a better life.